something in the radio. Maybe they put a new zener in there, but something in the radio is pulling a little bit of surge current, and that power supply is detecting it like it's a fault, and it won't come on. It's actually trying to come on, but then it trips right back off because it's seeing that fault current from the overshoot. And ironically, you've got something that's just kind of working on the edge there, almost working but not quite, because you can unplug the power supply, turn it on, coming on fine, and then when you plug the radio in, once the power supply gets up and regulated, you plug the radio into it, and it picks up the radio and works just fine. I'm guessing that it's just on the edge of cutting off from overcurrent, but not quite, but it does it when the, do you have a way of turning the radio off, and then first connect them up, turn the power supply on, let it get on and stable, then turn the radio on. Do you have a way of doing that?
Yes, but if it's like right now, it's up and running, power supply is on, radio's on. If I turn the radio off and the power supply off, and wait a few minutes and turn the power supply back on where the radio is still off, it won't come on. The power supply won't come on, and I haven't even turned the radio on.
Okay, well, the on switch on the radio is not really a mechanical switch. You're still providing 12 volts onto the DC bus inside the radio, and there's some big filter capacitors, and there's a couple of, there's about four bridge rectifiers that generate the different voltages for the radio, and the on switch of the radio is just kind of a, well, you think of it as almost a software switch that says, okay, you want to use the radio, so let's turn the display and everything on, but those filter caps and bridge rectifiers, all that, is still energized. I would call them back on the phone and talk to them about it. Did you send the radio and power supply both into them for repair?
No, I have two power supplies. It doesn't matter which one I use, it does that problem. So, no, I only sent the radio. The power supply has been working, and it's still working right now. I have switched to the other 2000 and got it online. Everything's hunky-dory. But if I go to plug the other one in, that's when the fun begins.
And that's the one we worked on, and that's the one you had the lightning problem, and that's the one that you sent back in for them to fix, right?
Yes, sir.
I would call that a latent failure, which you have a lot of, as you know. With lightning issues, you can fix everything. Everything works fine, looks fine. There's no indication that I have. Yeah, I can't talk either. And then a week or so down the road, something else goes bad, and you have a latent failure going on in there. I would call them and tell them what you did. You got two radios, two power supplies. Any combination of ingredients works except this radio that they repaired, and with either power supply, it trips off the power supply when it comes on, right?
Yeah, if it's plugged in and not even turned on and you go to turn the power supply on, it won't even come on because it senses something's wrong and, you know, it just crowbars itself off. Both of them do that. But like you said, if I have the power supply on and I plug it in after it's been on a moment, it'll fire right up and away it goes. So like you said, there's something is not stable. I don't know. But anyhow, it's hard to get tongue-tied here myself.
There's something not stable inside that radio, and it's hard to imagine because you get the power supply up and running, and it's doing fine. Then you plug it into the radio, everything works great. But my sentiment there is, since you paid them as much as you did to fix your radio, it shouldn't be doing that. And I'd call them on the phone and tell them about it, and tell them you paid them a whole bunch of money and you want to send it back in and get it fixed right.
Yeah, I have talked to him today on the phone, and he said to try it at a third party's house and see if it does the same thing. But I'm going to pretend I did that, because I've gone through all that here with two different supplies. But anyhow, they did say that I could send it back. They're going to email me the a shipping label. It's only warranted for 30 days, so and it's only been a week, so that's not a problem at the moment. So anyhow, I'm going to get the shipping label downloaded and printed and all that kind of stuff, and I'll take it back to UPS, and they pay the shipping, fortunately, because, man, that's a lot of bucks. But anyhow, they pay the shipping, and I'll send it back in, and they wanted me to explain what I just explained to you, that, you know, all the rigmarole I went through and how it failed. So anyhow, that's where we're going to go. But I just thought you would find that kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah, I find it amusing. Of course, you're fortunate. You got a brand new radio, another brand new power supply to mix and match. And I do that a lot at work, you know, whether things get so complicated, sometimes you have to troubleshoot by substitution. And you substitute that one radio out, everything works great. But when you sub that one in, it just doesn't work right. Yeah, I'm with you. I sent my Yaesu in, and it was like $75 shipping just to send it to them. So fortunate that they're paying the shipping, and they give you that warranty, and I wouldn't hesitate 1 minute. I'd send it back into them.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. They, of course, sent it back in a different box than I sent it to them in, but I still have a 2,000 box and all the packing stuff, so I will do so. I'll wrap it all up for here in a little bit, and then tomorrow sometime I'll take it over to UPS and send it on its way with a note inside and see what happens.
You know, when I sent mine in, I took it to that UPS store down on Main Street, and they took a box and put a bunch of peanuts in it and put the radio in there and foam packed it all around it and sealed that up. Then they took a bigger box and put peanuts in that and foam padded around it. And they had double box, double packing, double everything. And I didn't have to use my box or anything, because they just used the box, packed it up, sealed it up, taped it up, stuck the shipping label on it, and all I had to do was sign on the dotted line.
Oh, okay. Well, it comes double boxed, and I have it sitting here. So, in fact, I've got two of them, one for each radio, and so it don't take anything to stick her right back in there with its styrofoam and stuff, and I leave it open so they can see it, and anyhow, and they'll handle it. So, like I said, I'll have a shipping label that I can just say, here, this is it, and they'll send it on its way. I guess it's prepaid, I guess.
That prepaid shipping. Well, it's sad that it has failed and it's not working right, but in a way, it's fortunate that it failed now, and it's still under warranty, and they agreed to take it back and pay the shipping and all that kind of stuff and work it again. So that part is good for you.
Okie doke, but anyhow, we will do so. And I even tried the other power cord, and does the same thing on that one. So, because I've got two of everything. Okie doke, I'll let you get to getting there, and appreciate the moment or two here. And we'll get this thing underway, and here we go again. I hope it comes back and lasts longer than... Well, if it fails again, I hope it's within the 30-day warranty period, because that's kind of a close deal. And you know, 60 or 90 days sure sounds a lot better. But anyhow, we'll, because after that, it's going to cost books. But anyhow, thank you very much, Mr. Phil. Appreciate it a whole bunch. KD5UGO, WA6DKD.
Okay, well, I'm glad you caught the problem within that. You're right, that 30-day window is not very long. You got to plug that thing in, check it out, and speak quickly or you lose. So I'm glad you found it when you did, and hopefully things will work out good for you. You have a great night. Maybe we'll catch you on the weekend. WA6DKD, KD5UGO clear.
Okie doke. Sure nice to have a spare standing by here. 7-3, and thank you a whole lot. WA6DKD.
Whiskey 5, Delta Alpha Victor, mobile.
My goodness, didn't it pass your bedtime?
Heard you the other day on Field Day calling on 6 meters FM, sir.
Yeah, it's getting kind of late. I just got back from Lawton. I'm up on Northwest Expressway, headed back to the house right now. I should be there about 10 o'clock or a little after.
Okay. Well, I doubled with DJ, so DJ, go ahead.
Hang on. I started coughing. Sorry, man. Bringing tears to my eyes. Anyway, no, Dave, I was just going to tell you, I heard you, it was a Sunday morning of that field day. We were driving in to go have breakfast, and I heard you calling CQ on 6 meters FM. And I tried a couple of times, and you were courteous enough to say, station, come on, keep trying. And after about the second go, I just got real quiet because it wasn't making it.
Nah, that wasn't me, DJ. I wasn't on anything Sunday morning. I just kind of hung around the house working on my tilt tower for my Roan tower, my tilt base.
If not, clogged up ears or somebody else with DAV, because I heard the call, and as soon as I heard that part, I thought, oh, that's Dave's call. And I started trying, so who knows, maybe it's a DAV from somewhere else. I heard the prefix once, but like I said, I was driving, paying attention to the road, but the second time I heard a call, I grabbed it. So, oh well, it was somebody else out there calling CQ, but either way, I didn't make it, obviously.
Yeah, there is a W5DAV, there's a KG5DAV, I don't remember what else. I went through a whole bunch of them before I finally got this WW5DAV.
All right, sir. My apologies. It wasn't that then, but you're right. It very well could have been a KG5DAV or something, because as soon as I heard that, I thought, oh, we'll see if we can give him a shout. Maybe I should have kept trying. Oh, well.
So, Mr. Denny, what are you still doing up?
Oh, I was running the gossip net and got finished with that, and I had a little chit-chat with Dr. Phil about my radio, and so we're still here. Not for very long, though.
Did you break another one?
I broke the broke one that was broke, yes.
Well, at least it was one that was already broke. I always break something that's not broken already. So I got two things I got to repair.
Now, this is the one I sent off to have fixed. And they fixed it, and it worked great. But then it failed here at the end. So anyhow, after preliminary swapping parts around and stuff, and it's ailing, so I'm going to box her up and send it off.
Is it a 2 meter or is it one of your HF radios?
It's an all band, all mode. It's a 2 meter end HF.
Aha. Did you ever unbox the 7300 and take a gander at it?
Well, yeah, it's been sitting on the bench here, using it from time to time.
Ah, last time I heard you mention it, it was still sitting on a shelf in the box. You said it was too many buttons to push or something. I don't remember now.
Well, it was sitting on the bench, and it does have too many buttons, but it's still sitting here on the bench.
Well, good. I'm glad you're using it. I've been looking at one of those. I'd kind of like to get one. Just don't want to cut loose of the money right now. My main area of focus right now is getting the tower up.
Oh, yeah. Got to get the old altitude holding up devices going. That'll be neat. But yeah, I may dispose of that radio. I've been talking to one guy that has expressed an interest in it for a long time, so I'll see what he wants to do first before we continue on.
Yeah, I looked at one the other day. Main Trading Company had a used one for $8.99, I believe it was, but you could buy a brand new one at that time for $10.49 with a $100 mail-in rebate, so didn't make sense to buy a used one when you could get a new one for $50 more.
Yeah, you're right, no mass specs, plus shipping, so... Oh, I guess they got free shipping down there, but anyhow. Yeah, that's pretty close figures there.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if they do free shipping on their used stuff or not. I'm not sure how that works. But I do know, like, Gigaparts, they have free shipping on, and I think DX Engineering does on anything over $99 or something like that.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah, new stuff I'm sure has got free shipping on it. Used, that could be a different story. And there's another $35 to $50 for the shipping right there.
Yeah, you know, for that much money though, I'd probably just make the trip down there, but then I'd have to pay taxes on it if I picked it up down there, wouldn't I? Man, they get you coming and going.
They may have to pay tax on it anyway. They may keep changing them rules. So, yeah, they got you coming or going.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of this. We were talking about that today at coffee, and I said they were talking about that 788 bill on the marijuana. I said, oh, heck, just legalize it. Legalize all that stuff, all the dope, the crack cocaine, legalize it. And somebody popped up, yeah, then we can tax it and get all the tax revenue from it.
Oh, yeah, they never pass up an opportunity to tax something.
Did pass 56 to 44.
Say it again. What'd you say, Jeff?
Did pass 56 to 44.
Wow. Who's going to be our next gubernatorial candidate from the Republican side of the ticket?
Yeah, looks like and sounds like it's going to go to a runoff.
Really? Between Mick Cornett and Todd Lamb, let me guess.
That part hadn't been decided yet. It's definitely Cornett, but it's either going to be... I think, sounds like to me, Stip Mesnick in there.
Ah, well. Either way, we're in trouble. It don't matter. Well, hey, Denny, it was good talking to you. I'll let you go because I know you're probably wanting to get to bed because I know you got to get up at 4 or 4:30 and put the coffee on and listen to the radio a little bit. And, it was good talking to you, and we'll talk to you later, 73s. WW5DAV, I'm clear with Mr. Denny, WA6DKD.
All right, Dave, very good. Yeah, it's night time, so 7-3, nice chatting here with you. So have a good evening, and good night all, WA6DKD.
Did you say something else, Jeff, when the repeater sounded off?
I don't know. I may have. I don't. But it looks, Edmondson run away wasn't on the Democratic side. I hadn't heard a whole lot about Lieutenant Governor on either side. But, looked like to me, or sounded like to me that, the Republican runoff is going to probably be between Cornett and maybe Stitt. Lamb's right there. It sounded like to me they're all right on top of each other.
Now, hey, did Todd Gibson get the Republican nomination for sheriff?
That part, I don't know.
Man, I hope so. I sure don't want that Suggs character in there.
KD5CKK, I've not heard anything. They've been talking so much about the 788 and the others and the especially governor's race on the Republican side. They hadn't talked about anything else other than that. I mean, yeah, they talked about Democrat governor, mentioned the AG race once, I think. Other than that, they had talk about anything but the governor on the I'm listening to Channel 25 right now, and they hadn't said anything about any or about any lower seats than statewide stuff.
Oh, well, I'll see the results. I'm just about, well, not just about home. I'm about 15 miles from home. I'll see them in a little bit. Hopefully, I'll be able to catch the 10 o'clock news, or at least part of it, tonight.
There's always a paper in the morning, and the internet.
That's true. I don't do either one of them. I don't read the paper, and I don't look up stuff like that on the internet. I just expect them to tell me about it, or somebody will tell me about it, and then I can cry in my beer over who won what.
Yeah, Roger. I don't know. Where about you at anyway, Dave? I know you said you're way up on the northwest side of town.
Yeah, I was up at Bob Moore Kia, up by Council Road and Northwest Expressway, and I went down to Lawton, and I just got back up there to Bob Moore about 10 minutes after 9 and got my paperwork turned in and stuff, and I'm headed home. I'm coming down Sooner Road right now.
Where you at?
Do what?
Give me a cross street.
Oh, 104th and Sooner Road.
Buddy Roger.
Yeah, I'm not quite there. That's where, what's his name? Allen was living right there. I guess his son still lives there. I don't know. There's still a little bit of antenna and tower up there.
Now it's up to 57 to 43 on 788.
Oh my, what are these Okies gonna do now?
I don't know. I really didn't think it was would pass. I thought we were too conservative to pass something like that.
I think we got just enough redneck in us that we got it passed. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I didn't think it would pass either, but I was kind of surprised. I thought if it was going to pass, it would pass by a fairly narrow margin, but apparently a lot more people wanted it than didn't want it.
I voted yes on it, but, you know, as I say, I didn't think it would. But I still, I think that's maybe other than the tight race on the Republican side for governor, I think that may be the biggest surprise of the night.
W5DAV. Yeah, I think so. That sounds pretty good. Anyway, I'm calling my wife right now. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Catch you in a minute. W5DAV Mobile, 85CKK.
KGY5CKK, this is WW5DAV. You still awake?
Okay, I'm back. I stepped away and changed the channel on the TV while you were on the phone. And well, I had to go across.